The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
I tell my patients, lay them on the altar till the gut heals, then just moderation these foods. So I teach them how to let their food be their medicine so that we can heal and restore the gut, which is the foundation of health. You never build a house starting with the walls or the roof. You always start on the foundation, and the gut is the foundation for our health.
Sheila Walsh, James and Betty, and Dr. Don Colbert help you lose weight, fight disease, and live a healthy, vibrant life. Next.
Hi, welcome to Life Today. I'm Sheila Walsh, and I'm really glad that you've joined us for this program, and I think you will be too. One of the things I love about our viewers is the way that you respond whenever we present appeals for either it's mission feeding or water for life or rescue life. You step up and you step in and you make a difference to people all over the world, and we're so grateful. But, you know, James and Betty are very aware of the fact that many of you who call in are struggling with issues of your own health issues. And we just wanted you to know we really, really care about that. You know, one of the biggest things in America is always trying to lose weight, but trying to do it in a healthy way, trying to have a strong immune system. We know that inflammation causes all sorts of damage to the body, but we determined that we want to help you make a difference so you can serve the Lord for longer. But recently, Dr. Don Colbert was in town, and he sat down with James and Betty, and he shared some new information that I think is going to make a huge difference. He has a fantastic new book, and he wants to be able to share this with you in this new year. So I want you to watch this, and then I'll come back and let you know how you can get hold of these potentially life-changing books. Watch this.
This world is waiting for the love of God to be manifest through the family of God. We need to be healthy, so we need to take care of ourselves. Dr. Colbert, welcome to Life Today.
Thank you.
If the audience was here like they are and we're trying to do things to just be careful, you'd be getting basically what amounts to a standing ovation. Everybody that knows you loves you. This is a very tough thing. The things that you said to me, though, about dieting and about how you could actually literally change diabetes, I began to take that advice. Betty and I together, here's a girl that's always been trim. Now, think about this. You introduced us to the keto diet,
right? Mm-hmm.
Which is a very healthy way to eat. I lost 25 pounds. We all knew I needed to. Betty lost 25 pounds that nobody knew she needed to lose. And the amazing thing was that I have no spikes in the long-term blood tests or daily. I took it this morning. It was 102. Now, for a type 2 diabetic, and that's first thing in the morning, that's a good reading, right?
That's a great reading. Yes, it is.
So I'm saying you help me, all right? I didn't start listening soon enough, but I'm listening now. So when we talk about gut, we're not talking about pot bellies. We're talking about what goes on inside. You know that when we have times like this that you even medicate or you want to feel better by eating.
Exactly.
But if we'll just realize you can even feel better eating right, there's something going on. So we're not talking pot bellies. Although obesity and pot belly is a problem, we're talking about health in the way we eat. Am I right about that?
Absolutely right. And what's interesting is during this COVID, the average weight gain of most of my patients is around 20 pounds of weight gain during the COVID pandemic. 20 pounds.
That's amazing, but true.
And they've been eating and craving sugars, carbs, and starches. Yeah. And what I tell people is what Hippocrates, the father of medicine, told us over around 400 BC, over 2,000 years ago. He said that all disease begins in the gut. And we're just now finding that so. Now, again, all GI diseases like irritable bowel and acid reflux and colitis and Crohn's and diverticulosis, diverticulitis, of course, those all start in the gut. But we're finding systemic disease starts in the gut, such as autoimmune disease. Most all autoimmune disease starts in the gut, as well as most mental health issues, depression, anxiety, ADHD, autism, dementia, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's.
Wow.
And the biggest thing they're finding is obesity. And it's all related to these phyla or families of bacteria that should be inhabited in our gut. We have the wrong types that are predominating in our gut. For example, there are four main phyla or families of bacteria living in most people's gut. The most common are the Firmicutes and the Bacteroidetes. The Firmicutes, I know it sounds crazy, you think Firmicutes will make you firm. No, they make you fat. Okay. Now, what happens, just so happens, when you have a predominance of Firmicutes, you crave sugars, carbs, and starches. And I've been wondering over the years, why do so many people on the keto diet, they don't lose weight? Some people don't. Now, most do, but some don't. That's because they have too many Firmicutes. These literally cause your body to extract more calories out of the foods, and they cause you to crave more foods.
Now, how did those things get in there?
They got in there from usually their doctors prescribing antibiotics, anti-inflammatories like aspirin and ibuprofen and, other anti-inflammatories.
But even medical pharmaceutical prescription drugs.
Exactly, especially our acid-blocking meds. And then the foods we eat, these GMO foods that came out in the 90s, well, they have natural pesticides in them in the form of Roundup or glyphosate as part of the plant that we're eating in many of these foods. And they can cause this condition called increased intestinal permeability, where we have these tight junctions between our intestinal cells. And when we take these anti-inflammatories or antibiotics and acid-blocking drugs and genetically modified foods, many times these intestinal barrier is pried, these cells are pried open between them, so we get pre-digested food going into our intestinal tract and into our bloodstream, and that in turn causes inflammation, which starts the whole stage of a condition that eventually leads to diabetes, Alzheimer's, because that inflammation eventually reaches the brain, blood-brain barrier that goes into the brain and starts inflammation in the brain. But it also causes inflammation throughout the body and eventually can lead to autoimmune disease. But it all starts usually with the meds that we're taking or the foods that we've engineered thinking we're going to be able to feed the whole world with these genetically modified foods. But then there are certain foods that literally perpetuate the problem. They keep those increased intestinal permeability, those openings, they pry those cells apart so that the foods that's not digested literally goes into the bloodstream. And we find once that's been compromised, certain foods make it worse. Now you say, what does this have to do with anything? Well, it starts to feed those Firmicutes. It starts to cause those to overpopulate the gut, which causes us to sign up for all these diseases, but it also creates tremendous inflammation. But those foods include, number one, gluten, which is in three main grains, wheat, barley, and rye, but especially wheat. So you think, what's made of wheat? Well, all bread, all pasta, all pretzels and most all cereals and
chips.
Well, chips is usually corn, which is another genetically modified grain, or it's a grain. But that's just one. Now, another common one are lectins. Now, lectins is something very few people know about. Most doctors have never heard of lectins. But lectins are proteins in the fiber of grains like wheat, as well as corn, as well as brown rice. And these proteins are not digested, but what they do is they go into the intestinal tract and they pry these cells apart, creating tremendous inflammation throughout the gut. And they're highest, now they're
high. Do you feel that inflammation?
You don't have to.
But inflammation doesn't necessarily mean fever.
No, it doesn't mean fever, but what you start to have is you start to have bloating and gas, irritable bowel type symptoms, abdominal cramping, pain, constipation or diarrhea, brain fog, fatigue. These are all, especially after eating, all of a sudden someone's belly will bloat up, it'll swell, they'll have gas and belching and bloating and discomfort.
It's not pleasant people to be around. Let me interject here because this sounds like, it's almost like a death sentence you're hearing. That it actually is. It's a slow process in the medical community and even the pharmaceuticals, they're trying to help. Right. But what they do to help is just like we've learned that antibiotics, when it kills the bacteria And you'll notice if you don't take something to offset that effect, because the good bacteria as well as the damaging bacteria is being destroyed at the same time. And if you don't have the good bacteria, you normally move into long periods of diarrhea even after you go off the antibiotics. I know these things.
Yes,
I learned.
Absolutely.
I didn't learn it from you. I learned it from experience.
Sure.
I didn't know what was causing it.
Right.
Most people don't. But what I want to say is it's even the medical community and the pharmaceuticals trying to help that actually contribute. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Well, let me explain, too. Realize that approximately 70 to 80% of our immune system is right here in this gut. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not against antibiotics. If a person has pneumonia infections, we need them. But what happens, the majority of doctors do not prescribe probiotics after taking those antibiotics.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so they leave the gut and the microbiome decimated, and they don't feed it the foods that bring the population of good bacteria back. So we have to give the body both probiotics and prebiotics, and not the sugars, carbs, and starches that feed the bad bacteria to restore the immune function of the body.
Well, okay, here's what I want to get across to every viewer. This is not like hearing a slow death sentence. This is the cure. This is getting these cells back where they're not open to the invader, to the trespasser, the destroyer, the very unhealthy alien. That this is showing people how we can turn this around. So now, realistically, because you've written the whole book.
Yes.
When Dr. Colbert writes a book, he's very detailed. You can tell. He said, you and I cannot repeat the words, he said. Not only do we not know what they mean, we do not know how to pronounce them. But he's telling us the truth. He's pronouncing the sentence. And it is damaging and potentially deadly. So what he's doing here is, now, this is the deal. We're going to hit it a little bit harder here. We're going to come back in the next program, and we're going to more thoroughly go into showing how it works. Now, just so people get it, because we're going to let them go into great detail here. They need to. But I want so much to help your life. I want you to get this. I want you to listen to what he says, because he's here for you. Betty and I are here for you. We don't look for something to do. You have 20, soon to be 22 grandchildren. We ain't looking for something to do. Okay, I've had 60 years of public ministry, and you've been right there beside me. We have been nearly 30 years now just sitting together and been all over the world. So we care about you. Do you understand? That's why we're here. We're here because we love you. We're in your home because we love you. As much as we want children that are starving or children and people that are thirsty to have clean, non-contaminated water, we want you to have a life that is full of meaning and joy, and the joy and peace of God, so you can share it with others. Doc, tell us what you want us to hear today and set up what we're going to go into in the next program just a little bit, would you?
Well, first of all, you're going to learn how food becomes your medicine. And we build on the Keto Zone program, but we find that certain foods on the Keto Zone actually can hurt the gut. The number one foods that hurt the gut that are keto-friendly is the dairy. Now, again, I'm not going to take all your dairy away, but I'm going to show you what dairy you can have. Instead of regular cheese, feta cheese. Feta cheese is 70% sheep cheese, 30% goat cheese. And feta cheese doesn't have the casein A1 that inflames the gut.
Is it sharp or mild? Can you get the mild? Because Betty and I don't like sharp-tasting cheese.
Absolutely.
We don't like blue cheese.
That's fine. But I'm just saying, for those cheese lovers, I give them a healthy alternative, a little feta cheese.
That's good, because we weren't really aware of that, about the cheeses.
Right, but feta, sheep, and goat cheese are generally healthy for the gut. But casein, especially A1, actually usually inflames the gut. The other thing that inflames the gut are excessive saturated fats, which most people weren't aware of before. We now have scientific evidence. So all the butter and the cheese and the cream and the coconut oil and the fatty meats and the fried food, we try and cut those down to heal the gut. I tell my patients, lay them on the altar till the gut heals, then just moderation these foods. So I teach them how to let their food be their medicine so that we can heal and restore the gut, which is the foundation of health. You never build a house starting with the walls or the roof. You always start on the foundation, and the gut is the foundation for our health.
And it's not a matter of just cutting out all fats. There are some good fats that your body needs.
Betty, what I do, when I go to a restaurant, I carry my own bottle of high phenolic olive oil in a bag. Mm-hmm. And I go in the restaurant, I start with a huge salad, lots of green veggies, and just full of veggies and onions and mushrooms, which are gut healthy. Then I pour my olive oil all over it. I don't pour just a teaspoon. I pour like 3 to 4 tablespoons. And then when I finish, just
by the
like
way, that's the only oil we use now. Good. I mean, period. Right. By the way, the butter, can't you get healthy butter?
Yes, you can.
We use what they call this, you don't ever
butter.
Put in the refrigerator.
Yes, ghee is the best.
That's what we use. That's all we use.
Fed ghee, but just don't use huge amounts, just a small amount, because we have new research I can talk about later about the lipopolysaccharide gram bacteria cells that are in the gut that literally we all have them in our guts, but they ride and hide on saturated fats, excessive butter. Yeah. And they go through those little increased intestinal permeability, and then they inflame the body and inflame the brain. And Alzheimer's patients have 3 times as much lipopolysaccharide as normal brain. So we know they inflame the brain. They set the stage for Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's. Mm-hmm. So I discuss all this in detail.
All right, here's what I want to do. I want to just take this time. I don't just want to pray for you. I want to pray for everyone you love in your family, your spouse, your children, your parents, your neighbors. Father, Betty and I are 77 years old, married 58 years. We've enjoyed our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. We've enjoyed helping other people enjoy life. We have enjoyed sharing your love and your life all over the world to the least of these. But Lord, I'm praying right now for people watching us all over the advanced world, some in third world countries. We want the best for them. We want them to be able to love those you've given them to love. We want them to live to be loved by the people who long to continue loving them. We want you to give us a long, meaningful life, making kingdom impact. So you use what Dr. Colbert is sharing, what Betty and I are trying to share with precious people. If they'll just hear your truth, it can change everything in Jesus' name.
Isn't that powerful? Absolutely. We care about you, and we love the fact that you care about the fact that so many people have no access to clean drinking water. And I'm going to tell you how you can get hold of these books. In fact, for any gift at all, we're going to send you this Beyond Keto book. But if you're able to give us $75 or more to help drill a well, then we have the whole package. It's called the Health and Hope Package. But you see, the tremendous need right now is for those around the world who don't have access to clean drinking water. They're not even able to think about making dietary changes that could be life-changing because their very basic need is clean drinking water. Do you know that 800 million people around the world have no access to clean drinking water? And James and Betty have had that on their heart for 23 years. We've been able to drill 7,000 wells. That's provided clean drinking water for 7 million people. But the need is still so great. And we've made a commitment this year to drill 350 new wells in over 20 nations. And we're asking you to help. For any gift at all, we will send you Beyond Keto. And if you're able to give a gift of $75, we will send you the entire Health and Hope package. Please go to your phone. Make the best gift possible. We want to take care of you as you take care of others in Jesus' name. Globally, contaminated water extinguishes hundreds of thousands of lives every year, and nearly half of those lost are children under the age of 5. In Angola, mothers face an awful choice between giving their children dangerous, contaminated water or watching them suffer from dehydration. In Cambodia, waterborne diseases are wiping out entire families. Our team encountered parents who've lost as many as 7 children. In the Amazon, disease-causing organisms are not the only danger families face in their daily quest to quench their thirst.
In this village, sending your child to the only available source of water means exposing them to a dangerous array of deadly creatures that lurk in and around the water. Millions of precious children throughout the world must depend upon dangerous and contaminated water sources for survival. They constantly risk their lives just for a drink of water. Yet parents reluctantly run this terrible risk with their little ones day after day because there is simply no alternative. At Life Outreach International, we can provide them an alternative, one that will give them clean, clear, life-giving water, but only if you act with compassion today before it's too late.
You know, I remember in so many of these Water for Life trips, I had two extreme reactions. Number one, how devastating this is. You know, to walk with mothers to the places where they buried their little ones. Because the trouble is, waterborne disease is one of the leading causes of death in children 5 and under, because they've got no strength. Their immune system is weak. And when they drink some of this contaminated water, they just are not able to fight it. And I would watch them taking water from these hand-dug wells, which are only about 6 feet deep, and the water's filthy. And you saw there on that piece that they're drinking the same water as the animals are walking in. It's clearly not a healthy source, but it's the only thing they have. And the first time I was there, I just felt overwhelmed by how hopeless things seemed until I was able to see where Life Outreach International, through you, our partners, have helped us to put a water well in a village. And it literally is going from death to life. It's from darkness to light, from children who are sick and have no resistance to children running and playing and being children. So that's what we're asking you to do. Would you help us make a difference? You know, our prayer for this year, our commitment is to drill 350 wells in over 20 nations. You know, when you walk with these moms, when you see the tears in their faces and you hear their faithful prayers that God will send someone to help, we get to be the wonderful blessing of being an answer to somebody's prayer. And if we do it together, we can do this. You know, if you're able to give $75 or more, we will send you all three of these books. It's called The Health and Hope Package. For any gift at all, we will send you Dr. Colbert's book, Beyond Keto. Such a helpful transition book. If perhaps you've been following this diet for a while and you're thinking, I'm not sure I can maintain this for a lifetime. Well, there's some really good news, good information in both of these books, and then 40 days of healing promises from the Word of God. So if you're able to give us $75 or more to help us drill these wells, we will send you the whole Health and Hope package. But for any gift at all, we will send you Beyond Keto. One of the things I love so much about James and Betty and about their hearts is, yes, they care for people all around the world who are struggling. 23 years of drilling water wells. But they want you to know they care about you too. They care about your health. They want you to be well and healthy and strong and be able to serve the Lord for as long as you can. So please, will you go to your phone? Make the best gift possible. Thank you.
Waterborne illness is a killer that strikes the most vulnerable. For many impoverished families, the death of a child is the tragic result of having no choice but to drink contaminated water. But with your help, they won't have to make this choice ever again. Mission Water for Life provides clean, fresh drinking water for thousands of children and their families, giving them a life free from the fear of death. With your gift today, you can help drill and establish 350 water wells this year. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 children. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10. $72 will provide for 15. And $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift of any amount, we'll send you Dr. Don Colbert's book, Beyond Keto, filled with advice and delicious recipes on how to begin a Mediterranean keto lifestyle. This book will give you the tools you need to conquer disease and lose weight for good. With your gift of $75 or more, please request a Health and Hope package. This three-book set includes Beyond Keto, as well as Dr. Colbert's Healthy Gut Zone, a practical guide for healing your digestive system. You'll also receive 40 Days of Healing Promises, an inspiring leather-bound devotional that will encourage your faith as you dive deep into God's healing promises available to you. This is the last week to receive the Health and Hope package, so please call, write, or make your gift online.
These ladies have told us this is their only water source. This sort of river that flows through next to their village here is the only place they can get water from. And I think you might be watching this as a mother and you're saying, how can those mothers give their children that water? I would never give my child water like that. Yeah, you wouldn't, unless that water was the only water that your child could have. Because without water, that child is definitely going to die. And yet all too often, that is exactly what happens. But it's so easy for us to change that. You see, if we put a water well here, if we bring Mission Water for Life to this village and we drill a water well, we've got drilling rigs in the area, we have the ability to put water wells in. What we can do is instantly change the condition in this village and save the lives of children that will be contracting waterborne diseases. Stop mothers from having to come down and take dirty, disease-filled water back to their families. So please go to the phone right now, dial that number on your screen and give the best gift that you can give. You give the gift of life, give the gift of water.
Thank you for watching with us. And we're praying here at Life Today that these books, this whole Health and Hope package, will make a significant difference in your life. But please help us drill these water wells. For any gift of $75 or more, we will send you the whole package. And for any gift at all, we will send you Beyond Keto by Dr. Don Kolber. We want you to be healthy and well and strong to be able to serve the Lord with everything you have. If you tried to get through and the line's been busy, please persevere. Keep calling until you get through. Wouldn't it be wonderful that we get to bring you the stories of lives that have been changed through clean drinking water? Always remember that we love you, and we'll see you next time on Life Today.
Regardless of your net worth, estate planning benefits you and your family before and after death and results in peace of mind. As a free service to our friends and partners, Life Planning Services, a ministry of Life Outreach International, can help with your estate planning needs and chart your financial future. Don't put off this important step to peace of mind through better planning. Contact Life Planning Services today. Dr. Don Kolbert and his wife, Mary, share cutting-edge research that takes us beyond keto tomorrow on Life Today. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.